Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here.
Hi, everybody. This is Joanne Midget again, and this will be the last podcast for the year of 2020, and I know there are some folks out there who are glad to see this year come to an end and a new year to begin, and I think I'm one of those people. But God has a perfect plan, and the lessons that I've been sharing in the month of December, the perfect prophecy, the perfect parallels, and then Bert last week shared a special Christmas letter for his great-grandfather, Uncle Lou Midget. And today I want to share some thoughts called The Perfect Sacrifice. Now, Jesus knew who he was, but he was very humble about it. Now, a lot of us, we know who we are in Christ, but God wants us to be humble about it because we know that our righteousness is as filthy rags, and all that is good in us is because of Jesus who is inside of us. So let's pray before we get into this lesson. Father God, I just pray for every person who is hearing me today, and I thank you, Lord, that they will hear what you want them to hear, that they will glean what you want them to glean, and that it will be good seed planted into good soil, and it will bring forth much fruit in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I want to start in Zechariah 9:9. Now, he's one of the minor prophets there at the end of the Old Testament, and he gave a prophecy about Jesus' humility. And Zechariah 9:9 says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Thy king comes. He is just and has salvation, lowly, riding on the foal of a donkey." Jesus humbled himself, and he rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. And we see that that actually happened, and it's recorded. The Apostle John wrote it in John 12, verses 12 through 14. And that reads, "Much people at the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. They took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, and they cried, 'Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel who comes in the name of the Lord.' And Jesus sat on a young foal of a donkey, as it was written in Zechariah 9:9. Then we see in John 4, where Jesus knew who he was, and he actually revealed that to the woman at the well in Samaria. And isn't it interesting that he would tell a woman who was considered a sinful woman, not a believer, who was of Samaria, who were the outcasts and the peons of the Jews. And isn't it just like Jesus to do that? And we read in John 4, 25 and 26, "And the woman said to Jesus, 'I know that the Messiah is coming, which is called the Christ.'" See, she had heard this even though she wasn't a believer. "And when he comes, he will tell us all things." And Jesus said back to her, "The one who speaks to you is he." So Jesus revealed who he was, that he was actually the Messiah, to this Samaritan woman. And if you read the history of this woman's life, I just love the story of her life. She just really intrigued me. Here she was. She had lived with five men, actually. And some were her, she was married to, but the man she was living with at the time that Jesus approached her, she was not even married to him. So she was considered the worst of the worst. And when she had this experience with Jesus, she went back into town and said, "I have met a man who told me everything that I did." She was so moved and so changed that she actually became an evangelist with her son. And she witnessed to King Nero, who was the most perverted, evil king ever. And he hauled her and her son in, the story goes, and was going to have them smash their hands with sledgehammers, and they tried and they couldn't. So he got rid of her, just sent her away, and eventually, when she was finished with evangelizing and she knew that her time was over, Nero had her thrown into a dry well. And that is where she gave up the ghost and went to heaven. Isn't it interesting that her spiritual life began at a well and ended at a well? I just thought that was the coolest story. I wish somebody would make a movie of that. I think it would be so neat. Well, Jesus went from there, and he was obedient to his death. And we can read about the prophecy of that in the entire chapter of Isaiah 53. But the part that really gets me and is the crux of the whole chapter of Isaiah 53 is Isaiah 53:5. And I quote it many times when I'm praying for people for physical healing or emotional healing. And it reads, "He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." In Isaiah 53:5, it's in the present tense, but if you read that same rendition in 1 Peter 2:24, it says, "And with his stripes we were healed." It's past tense because Jesus had already fulfilled that prophecy. But when you go back into Isaiah 53:5 and you read transgressions, that means our sinful actions. Then it says he was bruised for our iniquities. Those are our sinful thoughts that eventually become sinful actions if they're not stopped. And then the chastisement of our peace was upon him. That is for our emotional healing and healing of emotional torment. And then with his stripes we are healed. And that is for our physical healing. So Jesus had a fourfold purpose in his sacrifice. He redeemed us from our sinful actions and our sinful thoughts, and he delivered us from emotional torment and physical oppression and attacks of the enemy. So we read Old Testament prophecies that played out, the whole story of the crucifixion played out in John 18 and 19. John was very vivid in the way that he described the whole process of where Jesus was arrested in the garden, how he went to the court, how he was passed between Herod and Pilate, and then his crucifixion and his death. What really struck me is the faith of Joseph of Arimathea. Even though he was kind of lily-livered in the fact that he didn't want the Sanhedrin and the Pharisees to know that he was a believer, he went to Jesus in the night and talked to him like Nicodemus did. But he actually stepped out and asked for the body of Jesus and let Jesus borrow, in quotes, his tomb. So he must have believed that Jesus was who he said he was, or he wouldn't have let him borrow his tomb because he was going to need it himself one day when he kicked out. You know, so he knew that Jesus was going to raise from the dead because he couldn't share a tomb with Jesus' body. So I thought that was pretty cool that he used his faith in that way. And then in John 20 and 21, we read about Jesus' resurrection, how he appeared to Mary, and how he walked around for 40 days, and 500 people actually saw him and interacted with him. And he cooked food, he ate food, he walked through walls. He was a busy guy during those 40 days that he walked around on the earth. And there are affidavits of people who actually saw him with their own eyes that are recorded in history. Well, even after he ascended, he still kept working because he sent the Holy Spirit back on the day of Pentecost, and he is still saving, healing, and delivering today. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He was there when the earth was created, when man was created, and he's still here with us, and he promised he'd never leave or forsake us. Jesus is He still is the perfect sacrifice. So I just want to pray for you all as we end 2020 and begin 2021 in a couple of days. Father God, I just pray for each person who has heard the sound of my voice. I pray, Father, that as we seal up 2020, we know it's been a trying year for most everybody, especially for believers. And I thank you that 2021 is going to be full of sweet surprises and beautiful blessings and reaping from what has been sown in 2020. Because your word says that those that sow in tears will reap in joy. And we expect to do that. And I thank you for each one of them and give them a very happy and blessed new year. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.